Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, question of the day, Tom, ladies and gentlemen. What are some incredible moments that would have been legendary? Which team lost? 713-572-4610, the number to text. Appreciate you getting involved here. And this was inspired by a little bit of postseason baseball, NLCS happening, NLCS happening out there between the Dodgers and the Brewers. And early on in this game,
first inning?
Was this the first
inning? First
inning,
I believe.
Yeah. Because I remember it was still 0-0 at this point. And, I mean.
First or second?
All right. Now I'm just going to have to watch the video again and make sure. But
well,
yeah.
We have it. We have
or
it.
Or third.
We have
it. No, this is in the fourth.
It's in the fourth.
This is in the fourth, yeah. Right? So this is the fourth. Max Muncy's at the plate for the Dodgers. Still 0-0. And the bases are juiced. So the Dodgers threatening to break this one open to some degree. What has been a stalemate to this point. In game one of the NLCS. And this is what it sounded like.
And Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, but he caught it. And now chaos on the bases. Might have a play at the plate. The throw. Not in time. No, he's out. He's out. It's a forced play at the plate. And he is out.
That was incredible. And frankly, I don't know how the Brewers didn't win after that. You know, just suck all the life out of the Dodgers. For those who didn't see it, deep drive, going to the wall, hits his glove, bounces off the wall, and then he catches it. But it's not a catch because it hit the wall. So the wall, obviously part of the field.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, they thought they were tagging up. Then they start running to home plate, throw to the shortstop. Shortstop throws to the catcher. Boom, out at first on a force out.
Yes.
On a force out.
That's why the play, playback, was that Joe Davis
yeah.
on Fox who go, or no, that's not Fox because that's on Turner.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, he's safe because he didn't tag him. Like, nope, it's a force.
It's a force.
It's a force play at home. And so you get out of an incredible jam and you keep this thing going.
How do you not win that game? You suck the life out of the Dodgers. You make this incredible play. You're at home. The crowd is juiced. You come to the plate and then you end up losing the game. So it's
that'd be a play he'd talk about on this podcast 40 years from now.
Yes, it will be. But what he'll be saying is
greatest play I ever made.
It's kind of a footnote. It really is kind of a footnote. And maybe that's what we're saying here on the question of the day. What are some incredible moments that would have been legendary, but your team lost? You know, it ended up being just a footnote. That's one. And it got me started. It started me thinking about other plays. Couple came to mind. I'm curious on yours, 713-572-4610. On a personal level, 2012, Johnny Manziel goes into Alabama, beats Alabama. 2013, Alabama comes to Kyle Field. Aggies are losing. On their own five-yard line, you remember the play?
Yes.
On their own five-yard line, Johnny Manziel runs around like the maniac that he is.
That's right.
From the end zone, throws the ball to Mike Evans, 95-yard touchdown. I don't know if that tied it or drew him close, but either way, that 95-yard touchdown, everybody's like, holy smokes, he's going to do it again. But they ended up losing that game.
Why are you surprised? That was the play. That was the Texas A&M play. Johnny Manziel got into the huddle, and he was like,
I'm going to run around,
throw it to Mike. All right, on one, break. Like, that was the play. No, that was an incredible play. And I remember that because we had gotten to the point where we're like, oh, okay, so, like, this is Nick Saban's problem.
Yeah.
You get a mobile quarterback and you will eat his lunch. And he was like, we're ending this now. We are stopping this.
But then it changed his demeanor.
Oh, 100%.
About quarterbacks like that.
And again, I think it's one of those things that he absolutely loves, is moments of coaching where he gets an opportunity. Oh, I get an opportunity to be mad and coach something? Let's do it. That's absolutely one. You know what's funny? The one for me, and there's a lot of them, obviously, in Houston sports history, but the one that comes to my mind immediately when you talk about this isn't even something that is particular to one of my sports fandoms or anything. It is just NBA basketball. It is Western Conference, I think, semis. I can't even remember what year it was. It might have been 2004, interestingly enough, as 2004 comes up a few times. It is Lakers. It is Spurs. You remember the significance of 0.4 seconds?
Oh, yeah, Fisher.
Yeah, Derek Fisher hits just a incredible turnaround mid-range jumper that goes nothing but net, and he didn't even look at the rim.
He just ran to the locker room.
Yeah, they end up winning by 1 point. You want to know why they were down by 1 point? Because on the other end, when the Spurs were down by 1 point, it is Tim Duncan guarded by Shaquille O'Neal with Karl Malone coming over to help and hitting a turnaround mid-range jumper that is just absolute cash. Yeah. Like, not only is this a difficult shot, you're being guarded by two of the greatest, one of them with an asterisk, players of all time in the NBA. And it's like, no, we're just going to put this up and make it because I am an incredible player. And Tim Duncan, one of the best to ever happen. And nobody thinks about that because Derek Fisher.
I totally forgot about that.
Chucked up some trash.
Yeah, the one I think about was 2009. It was the Cavs versus the Magic. And LeBron hit that long game winner, that crazy game winner, which they were down by 24.
Yeah.
So the Magic blew a 24-point lead. That's kind of sound familiar.
Yeah.
But, yeah, LeBron hit that game winner, like incredible shot, but they end up losing the series.
that's what we're talking about. Like, it's kind of a footnote now. People don't even talk
that's
about
that's more
it.
Of a personal and, accolade.
And
at that
and
point.
Sometimes it's not just in the same game, it's just in a series like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You've heard me talk about Mike Scott a million times. I mean, the most untouchable pitcher run of pitching I've ever seen in my life. They ended up losing that series in 86.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A great point that came in on the text line alluded to the 2004 NLCS Game 7, Astros Cards in St. Louis. Leadoff batter is Craig Biggio, and he goes yard. Like, this should be all the energy in St. Louis, Game 7. And
your boy was there.
You were?
Yeah.
And so you remember this, that you got Roger on the mound and everything. So once you lead off homer, you got to be like,
Clemens pitching.
All right, let's do this. Yeah. In fact, you go up 2-0 because you have a sack fly, I believe, in the third. And then you get all the way to the sixth. Roger Clemens doing his damn thing, not allowing no runs on the board. And then here comes an Albert Pujols double after. Actually, let me start in the bottom of the sixth. They go single, and then they go ground out. So it's two outs, man on third. Albert Pujols hits a double, so that scores a run. We're tied at it had been 2-1 before that point. So, yeah, at that point, it becomes 2-2. And then there is a home run that scores Pujols and Scott Rolen. And then it's like all of a sudden you go from we have a lead, 2-1. Roger Clemens is doing what he does. We're getting to the sixth. We're probably going to hand it to the bullpen relatively soon to – oh, we are down.
Yeah.
We are on the road. I imagine this. You probably can speak to this. How did the building feel at that moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough. And it all started with Craig Biggio lead-off home run to establish the way that this game should have gone.
And it's a footnote now, both of those things. How did we miss? Texters haven't missed this because we've gotten a bunch of text on this. Block punt, 24 to nothing. Boom, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Block punt, let's go.
Yeah. I got another one. Actually, this was 2007. Remember a thing called the BCS National Championship?
Oh, yeah.
I used to love the BCS National
Championship.
You would.
Yeah, it was it was Ohio State versus Florida.
We had computers making decisions. It was a beautiful time.
Yeah, but it was Ohio State versus Florida. First the kickoff of the game, Ted Ginn ran it back like 93 yards.
That was a play.
I was at work. I used to work at a group home. Mm-hmm. So we were all watching the game. Everybody in there standing up, jumping up and down, like, yeah, yeah. And then Ted Ginn is from, you know, he's from Cleveland. Yeah. He's one of us. So we like, yeah, there go Ted Ginn, yeah. Yep, they lost that game.
Yep, they lost that one. Another one I thought of was,
might have been the only touchdown in that game.
They got worked.
Think about it.
They got
worked. Yeah.
Last year, I mean,
when
UH beat Duke. Like, a game that Duke probably should have won, but UH's defense and their big plays down the stretch. And that's going to be a footnote because they ended up, the same thing happened to them against Florida.
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah. Some other ones that came in, somebody was talking about just generally the 16-0 Patriots. I feel like people mm-hmm. think about that, though. Like, that one doesn't get lost.
Not like they would have.
No.
You wouldn't have been talking about the 72 Dolphins, who, no, by the way, they've already popped champagne.
That's true. I hadn't thought
they've
about
already
that.
Popped,
yeah, but even with that Patriots, that team was so dominant, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it was no way they were going to lose,
but
man.
But they did.
Yeah, but like I've never seen a quarterback and receiver duo like that with Randy Moss.
That's what I'm saying. The only person for whom I might feel sorry is Randy Moss. All the mother jokers.
That was legendary, man. And then everybody thought Randy Moss was washed too because he had went to
or a
Oakland.
Problem or something. Yeah. Yeah,
he went over there. Was legendary.
Mm-hmm. God, Randy Moss. What an incredible player. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL with whatever the hell that was on Monday Night Football, derogatory and congratulatory, but then also this Amy Adams Strunk thing. We got to talk through this because the Titans are in a bad way, but I think I want to juxtapose it with the Texans. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.